On the live line, this is an exciting thing to talk about on a Monday morning. Kathy Goodacre is here. She is the executive director of the Career Technical Foundation of Sonoma County. Kathy, glad to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. Glad to be here.
A $1 million grant from Tipping Point Community, the Bay Area funder that has really been very, very active in terms of raising money and distributing money to the North Bay, and for an extension of your program, the North Bay Construction Course. This is a pretty good piece of news, isn't it?
This is really exciting. It's not only exciting for our foundation, but for the entire North Bay community, as you mentioned. This foundation is just doing phenomenal work, making sure that the funding that they raise through the Bay Area is being distributed where it's needed most. In this North Bay Construction Corps program that we partner with our local Builders Exchange and the Sonoma County Office of Education, couldn't be needed more.
You guys partnered after the fires with a couple of other organizations for helping people to get construction skills necessary to build temporary units for people left homeless by the fires. Unbelievable how when this happens in our community, you guys jump in and say, like, hey, let's turn this into a positive. Let's get people jobs and let's fix people's homes at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. We actually launched this program a year ago before the fires, because of the need that this industry has and had seen the growth coming. We've not done a really good job of helping students and young people see the opportunities in these careers around the construction and trade. So when the fires took place, it really just ramped up our efforts, and we saw the need to not only expand the program that we were implementing in Sonoma County, but reach out into the other North Bay counties as well to give the students an opportunity and to help build this much greatly needed workforce.
And Kathy, can you tell us what so far has been accomplished in terms of numbers of the program that you, as you say, have offered since before the fires, and what this $1 million grant could do for you?
Yeah, well, the program so far, as I said, it was a pretty small pilot program that we launched last year that graduated 8 students in one class. From there, we had expanded to 2 classes this year that started in January, and we have 37 students that have enrolled in the program and meet weekly at their campus. They meet one Saturday a month, where they are being instructed by local construction and trade leaders. So it's 100% volunteer-led in that way. So they're learning about plumbing and electrical and solar and carpentry and really gaining some real life skills, as well as giving them an opportunity to prepare for their future and enter a workforce that's going to help rebuild this community. So this opportunity through Tipping Point gave us a chance to look at how replicable this program could be just by expanding it to other counties, engaging with other school districts where we are able to reach the students and encourage them to join the program, and leverage the additional contractors and industry tradespeople to get involved. So with this opportunity, we're able to move into, in partnership with the Builders Exchange, who represents the 4 counties of Sonoma, Mendocino, Lake, and Napa. We'll be looking to expand the program rapidly over the next several years in hopes of getting as many as 300 students through the program.
Very good.
So I imagine you're the ultimate middleman there, right? You're looking for educators, you're looking for students, and then you're looking for local businesses. And I'm assuming you're just always trying to recruit all 3 of those groups to make this a program that can be viable for everybody.
That's exactly right, Larry. We are actually, that's the role we have played in this community for the last 5 years as the Career Technical Education Foundation. It's really about connecting students with industry, and we do that across several sectors. This one, of course, is really high profile and high focus area for us in the construction area. But we're also helping students connect with careers and industry folks in healthcare, manufacturing, agriculture. So it's really what we've discovered, how important it is for students to see and understand what the careers are, what's available, and what the training or education is going to take to get there, especially for those industries that are driving the economy in Sonoma County.
And we should also add, Kathy, to the practicality of this program that you're training local people to become tradesmen and tradeswomen. And that means when they become construction workers, those sorely needed workers, they will not. We will not have to find housing for them because they already live here. And that, I think, is a huge sidebar to this.
It is such a good point. You're right. We are, it's what we call grow your own.
Yeah.
And we know these students, these young adults, as they graduate the program, they're already here. And our hopes is that we can, if nothing else, if we can get these students into, or these graduates of this program, into this workforce for the next 3 to 5 years, even if they don't make a lifelong career out of it, because what we know is that this generation, first of all, they need to build these what are going to be their real life skills, and that they want to be part of rebuilding this community, which we know is going to be for 3, 5 plus more years.
Yeah.
So the more we can do that with our own, who are already here, as you're saying, and not trying to, although we're going to have to do a little bit of everything to get the workforce we need, but the less impact we have on needing additional housing for our workers, the better.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. This is not a donation. It is a grant, which means that you have been a proven success story so far. Congratulations, Kathy, to you and your team.
Thank you so much. We look forward to sharing the success.
Absolutely. We will be checking in with you shortly to talk about just that. That is Kathy Goodacre, the Executive Director of the Career Technical Foundation of Sonoma County, $1 million grant.